Randy Lair is co-director of Northland's new Center for Freshwater Innovation. Lair says they've been monitoring water quality at 11 sites. He says their research is showing how much conditions near the shore vary over time.
I wasn't expecting it to be that complex, and so I'm trying to understand, if you have this really complex system, how do you study it? How do you measure water quality conditions to track if there are changes over time, positive or negative?
Lair says the weather affects waves and currents out in Lake Superior, which play a role in the overall health of areas near the shore. But he says erosion and runoff from the land also need to be considered, and that's driven by rainfall patterns. Lair adds meteorological data shows the area is likely to see more intense and frequent rainfalls over time. Iowa-based Reichsview Farms has plans for a 26,000 hog operation, which is expected to create roughly 9 million gallons of manure each year that will be spread on the landscape. Lair says one indirect finding of their research shows South Fish Creek has phosphorus concentrations that exceed state standards.
It turns out now that the proposed site of that confined animal feeding operation is in South Fish Creek upstream of this. And so, as you might expect, there's a lot of interest to figure out, well, where is the existing phosphorus coming from?
Lair cautions more research is needed and water quality varies greatly in the area. He says they're examining satellite imagery to research land use patterns upstream from where they've been monitoring. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.